With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into a major synagogue in a Detroit suburb today and was fatally shot by security. That's according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke with the Associated Press. The person said the vehicle caught on fire after crashing into the Temple Israel Synagogue in West Bloomfield Township. Old Dominion University says a gunman is dead and two people hurt after a shooting at the Virginia school. ODU says a gunman opened fire in its business school building today, injuring two people who were sent to the hospital. It was not immediately clear how the shooter died. The university in Norfolk, Virginia, canceled classes and suspended all operations on its main campus for the rest of the day. California Governor Gavin Newsom says there is no imminent threat to his state, despite a warning from the FBI that Iran could send drones to the West Coast in retaliation for the war.
We are aware of that information, and we transfer that information in real time to our local partners. Drone issues have been always top of mind.
California officials say they are aware of the information, but they're not trying to overreact. Mayor Daniel Lurie in San Francisco.
As always, public safety is our number one priority. And rest assured, we are in constant communication with all of our public safety partners. And we will continue to monitor the situation, and we will always keep you posted.
The FBI recently warned police departments that Iran could try to strike the state of California. The alert said, quote, Iran allegedly aspired to conduct a surprise attack using unmanned aerial vehicles from an unidentified vessel off the coast of the United States homeland, specifically against unspecified targets in California in the event that the U.S. conducted strikes against Iran. This is SRN News. Canada taking steps to expand assisted suicide.
The government has set up a committee to consider allowing people who are mentally ill to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Critics say the panel is made up largely of suicide supporters and will likely advise the government to go ahead with the proposed expansion, which is already set to take place in 2027 if no action is taken to prevent it. Under current Canadian law, only people with terminal physical ailments can apply for assisted suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living right here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. This is SRN News. Changing dietary guidelines, and that's changing the way people run their restaurants. More customers are on GLP-1 drugs and struggling to find restaurant meals that meet their dietary needs and smaller appetites. The head chef at Bark Eaters Restaurant in Vermont, Peter Koenig, says smaller portions help keep down costs, but also is a consumer-driven idea.
I think that this is a good step forward for restaurants. Not everyone wants these massive portions.
In Philadelphia, Cuba Libre restaurant and rum bar co-owner Barry Gutten says talking with people taking some of those popular weight loss drugs gave him some insights.
Two different friends of mine each told me that they were taking the GLP-1 drugs, and they started to tell me how they have to eat and how difficult it is at times to eat in a restaurant.
GLP-1 users tend to eat less, so they need nutritionally dense food that are low in fat and high in protein and fiber. More at srnnews.com.